Hi, Carl. Good morning.
Hello.
How are you? How's
good.
It going?
So?
I'm good.
Pretty good.
This is Happy Friday. My name is Nadine. I'm one of the regional specialists. I know you were talking with Tara, my rep, and so she does a great job, you know, really going over the basics of the program. In fact, she told me 2 weeks in business. Congratulations. But
yeah.
Longer in the
yeah,
industry,
thank you.
Right? You're welcome.
Yeah, I've been in the industry for a little over 11 years.
Wow.
But just finally got the steps in to get my own
time
company up and going.
You know what?
So.
Time to be your own boss. Make your own money, right? That's
yeah.
What I think.
Yeah, a lot of that comes from my wife and I are going to be having a baby at the end of July. So
no,
I was like, now's the time to get up and going. So.
Oh, what a blessing. Congrats. Well, that's exciting. So you got a good goal set this year.
Yes.
For sure. Okay. So, Carl, again, my name is Nadine. I'll be the one that's going to go over the pricing and details with you. I was looking over some of the notes that Tara had sent over to me, right? And,
okay.
But first off, did you have any questions about the placement that we do or how this program would work? Like anything I can answer in particular?
I'm pretty new to this, so I'm not
okay.
Not super privy to how it all gets handled, how it's all put together,
yeah.
And how it works.
I'll explain.
So.
Not a problem at all. I'm sure you've performed many searches on Google before, right? Whether you're looking for a restaurant or a tire shop. Okay. So you know when you're doing that search on Google, there's going to be a map that'll come up in the search results. It's got those little red dots, right?
Right, yep.
And then right below it is where you're going to find the businesses that are listed. Now, these businesses, you're able to click to call them directly, get the get to their website, or even get directions, right? So what we call it is the local map section. And that's basically
okay.
Where we do the placement because we know that 90% of searches will start and stop on that first page. So
gotcha.
You will always come up as one of those top recommended options when someone is searching your services on Google. They don't need to know your company by name. And they'll call you directly. Okay?
Okay.
Does that kind of make sense so far, how that would work?
Yeah.
Now, carpentry, I'm assuming, is one of your specialties, right?
It is, yeah. That is the longest history in the trade that I have is framing and carpentry. So
framing and carpentry, beautiful. And I know you mentioned to Terry you're working on your general contractor license, so super excited for you on that.
Yeah.
Aside from the framing and carpentry, what else do you do that you would consider a moneymaker for you?
Handyman services, home improvement, renovations. I'm currently actually, these past 2 weeks, I've been, doing a drywall project for a friend
okay.
of mine from church, helping
oh,
him
great.
Finish his basement out, so.
Wow, okay, okay, good. All right, and is it just residential for now, Carl, or do you also do commercial work too?
I'm mainly probably going to stick with residential.
Okay.
I know that there's some property management companies in the area that might need other services besides just their
right.
maintenance men. I used to do property management with Lewis Kirkby and Hall a couple
okay.
of years ago in the HUD housing area, and I know that when I was working there for them as a maintenance guy,
uh-huh.
We had to call in other services to get some certain things
right.
done as well. So
okay.
So probably get into that. I know that's still residential, but on multifamily home level.
Yeah, that would be good. Okay, perfect. Now you mentioned to Tara you are currently working on a website. So are you guys in the process of building the website now? Or did you only
I am in the process of getting it all. I had
okay.
a hiccup with my bank where they kind of put a lock on my card while I was in the middle of doing that all. So I still have to pay another couple hundred dollars to get the domain and then get everything set up from there. So.
Okay. And then you did mention you also have Facebook.
Yes, I do have a Facebook page.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Well, one thing that I do want to tell you is a major benefit with our listing is that it is exclusive. Now, what I mean by that is that once we start to work with you on the first page of Google and Bing, we would close it out. In other words, we're not going to turn around and then sign up one of your competitors. This is to make sure that your company would get the maximum amount of phone calls and exposure. Does that kind of make sense so far?
That does, yeah.
Okay, okay. And I did find your Facebook page. Good job on the content here. Really good.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, for sure. Now, the Angie's listing, I know that that's, I believe, fairly new. You just recently started with them, or?
Yes, I just recently got everything up and going this week for Angie. I know there's still a little bit on my profile that I have to get updated.
But that will come as I can.
I do have one lead that I got this morning around 4 a.m. where they sent me a notification saying, hey, somebody selected you, and that person is up out of Sturgis.
I heard that part that you would go to Sturgis. Okay. So it's probably a little too soon to tell, you know, what your experience is so far with their leads. Okay.
Right.
Well, I really think that you're a great fit, Carl, and this package that I want to present to you is what we call our Platinum Package because it would include both the Google and Facebook marketing. Okay?
Okay.
The way that we set it up, it is a fixed flat rate. It is a monthly program. We will not charge you per call, per job, or per click. Now, because you are a very new business, I'm going to offer it to you at our new in business rate. Okay? This is going to completely waive the setup fee. So you'll save some money there, and it's going to bring down your cost to $299 a month. Okay? Now, what that's going to include for you is going to be the first page placement on Google, whether they're looking for carpentry, framing, handyman, home renovations, right? Any services that you offer, they will find you listed on the first page and call you directly. Now, we're also going to list you on Bing, which is what I call the sister company to Google. We submit you to directories of Yelp, Apple Maps, and we're going to brand your Facebook page, but we're also going to do Facebook advertising. Now, anytime that someone's performing a search for your services on Google, and then they happen to go to Facebook and they're looking at pictures or stories, that's when they're going to see your ad appear. Your ad is going to retarget them. And that's going to also help you reach more new customers. They click on your ad and they call you directly. A lot of our clients, I will tell you, Carl, have seen some great results. Now, in the meantime, what I would do for you, and this is at no additional cost, I can have my team build you a website, okay, an actual www.com website. We will host it. We will manage it. We will get the domain, and it'll be attached where you're listed. Now, even if you still went ahead and created your own website, that's okay. We could always use ours as a temporary one, and then when yours is done, we just switch it out. Okay, it's not going to cost you more. We also cover what I call the mobile platform. Anyone that's using their iPhone, their Android, their tablet to search for your services or even the voice searches, they will pull you up on that first page of Google. So pretty much this package that I'm offering you here today, it's going to cover all of your bases. And again, that would be at $299 monthly.
Okay.
What do you think so far?
So I don't have a business banking account set up yet, so everything that I'm doing is currently out of my own personal checking account.
Yeah.
So if once I get my business account set up, how easy is it going to be able to be transferred over to that account?
Super easy. In fact, I would tell you this, and we have clients that do it all the time, right? Because they're in the process of getting their new bank card for the business account that they set up. So what happens is, so like today, right, you pay $299. Your billing date is always going to be the 13th of every month. I would suggest as soon as you get your new business bank account, right, call us immediately mm-hmm. to give us that new card number so we can update it in the system. At least so this way, like let's say for example, right, your next payment would be April 13th, okay?
Yeah,
so that means make sure that you at least call at the very least 3 business days before that next billing is if you need to update the card to the new card, right? Otherwise, it'll take it from the card that we have on file. Make sense?
Makes sense,
so
yes.
As soon as you get the card, you just call us and say, hey, I need to update it. And you just give us the card information and we update it. It's real simple. Real simple.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Now, with this program, you're also going to have, Carl, a customized tracking and reporting system, because that, for me, is the beauty of it, is really tracking your results to see what calls you're receiving from our program, where they perform the location of the search. You can even make changes, right? Let's say you wanted to focus on a couple of different services or you want to change your areas. You can make changes at any time. You're going to have a team that's dedicated to your account. We assist you with all of this so that you can focus on your job. Everything, Carl, is going to start with me. I'm the lead on the account. But again, you'll have a team that's dedicated to you. And, you know, like I said, it is a monthly program. Now, we will ask you to stick it out with us for 3 months. What I call it is a 3-month verbal agreement, but you pay monthly. Okay?
Gotcha.
You can cancel at any time. I'm confident that when you see the revenue you make from what you are investing with us, I mean, no one ever cancels on profit, right? As long as they're making money.
Right.
But, I mean, I think it's something you would want to take advantage of today and give a shot. You know, this way we can prove it to you. Right?
Okay. Right.
Any questions?
Not at this point. I do not have any further questions than what I've already brought up. So.
Your name, do you spell it with a C or with a K?
With a C.
With a C. Okay, the traditional way. Okay. I never like when I misspell someone's name. So that to me is like my biggest pet peeve when I do that. Okay, so Carl, I saw an email address for you. It was on your Facebook page. I want to make sure that this would be the best email for you, because this is how we also correspond with you, is where we send your receipt to. Is it solidedge.hsandhenryc@gmail.com? Is that the
that
best
is
email
correct.
For you? Okay.
Yeah, that is going to be my business email.
Okay, perfect. And you check it often, right?
Yes, daily.
Okay, good. Okay, good. Now, I'm sending you right now an email with just a recap of what I discussed that's included in that package, and that it's $299 a month. So that is your proof that that price remains the same with you, no matter how long you're with us. Okay, that price will not change. Now, this phone number, okay, the 605-545-3619, is that the best number for us to reach you on?
That is going to be my personal cell number.
Okay.
My business line, I have that through a partner of LegalZoom. It's a Grasshopper number. But that number is going to be 605.
Uh-huh.
519.
Okay.
2473.
Okay, perfect. Let me do this. Okay, so we can always reach you on your cell phone when it's regarding your account. But when it comes to the business number, it's going to be this number, the 605-519-2473, right?
Yes, that is business.
Okay. Okay, good. Thank you for clarifying that. Just because we don't, because there's going to also be, this is going to be a really great way for you to really track where the calls are coming from. Okay? So it's going to be a local tracking number that's going to be linked to your business phone number. This isn't going to completely stop the spam calls, but you won't get as many, okay, with the tracking number. And it's a way for you to even block them, okay? And you can even track where that call came from, Okay? So it's a really helpful tool for you. So 605-519-2473. Okay.
2473. Yep.
Got it. Now, I saw, I don't know why Angie's does this, that they put your physical address on their profiles. The 4653.
I don't have an actual commercial shop.
It's your home address, right?
It is my home address, yeah.
Okay. That's okay. So what we consider that is you have what they call a home office, okay? Nobody, Carl, will come to you to purchase materials, okay, or to pick out tile, right?
Right.
To buy products.
Correct.
You go
Correct.
To them to do the work. So Google is very
yes.
well aware that you are considered like a mobile business, right?
With
yes. that being said, your address will not appear on Google because it's your home office, your home address. Okay?
Okay.
We will make sure that that address is hidden. All right? So I showed
okay.
that 4653 Carroll Street, Rapid City,
yes.
South Dakota, 57703. Is that correct?
That is correct. Yes.
Okay. Perfect. And I'll hide that address. Carl, what's your last name? This is just for the account here with me.
Legally, it is Noldy Lopez, N-O-L-D-E, L-O-P-E-Z. There's a space and no hyphen, but
okay.
I usually just go by Lopez.
Okay, what does it say on your card that you're going to put on file? Does it say Noldy?
Like a business card? Debit card. It just
yeah.
says Lopez on the
just
card.
Just Lopez? Okay, then we're just going to put Lopez. Use it with the Z at the end, right?
Yes.
Okay, got it. Okay. I bet you springtime is so pretty out there in South Dakota.
Currently, it's pretty decent. It's not too cold, but we've been having some snow the last couple days.
Aw. I know, but when spring comes in for you guys, I bet you it's way better than spring with us in California.
it's pretty nice.
We're having a heat
wave. But we're still subject to get snow in the middle of spring too, so.
Yeah, yeah. And then on this phone number that we're speaking on, you can also get text messages too, right, Carl?
That is correct, yes.
Okay. So I'm sending you right now, just so you have for your records, even though you'll have the team dedicated to your account, I'm going to actually send you my contact information just so you have for your records, okay? So there's
okay.
a first text coming through. There's going to be a second text that I'm going to send you, and this is going to have our customer service number. So any time that our team reaches out to you, they're going to call you from our 877 number, but I also want you to save your phone number in your contacts. Under local splash. This way you never ever lose our phone number. Okay? Because whenever
okay.
you have an update, I want you to make sure you have our number on hand to call us as well. Make sure that you
gotcha.
Get both text messages, okay?
Okay. Yep, I did get both.
Beautiful. Okay. Awesome. Okay, let me just go here. Give me one second. All right. That done. Okay. Now, business information, company name shows as Solid Edge is one word with the S and the E capitalized, right?
That is correct.
And then Handyman with the and for stand, which is that and symbol, carpentry, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
Perfect. Okay. Awesome. All right. Now, on your Facebook page, you put the LLC. Do you want it to show with it or without? It's totally your preference when I'm talking about when we list it on Google.
If it could show with it, that is what is on all my legal documents.
Okay, perfect. Then we're going to do that. We're going to keep everything uniform, okay?
Okay.
Awesome. All right. Now, Carl, for the payment, the card that you're using today, is it in your name, the business name, or is it in both?
It is in my name.
Okay, and it's just Carl Lopez, or is there like a middle initial?
There's a middle initial, which is A.
A as in apple?
Yes.
Okay. And same billing address as well?
Same billing address.
Okay. Is this a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
It is a Visa.
Okay. And then the card number, whenever you're ready.
It's going to be 44-52-1600-1329-1577.
Expiration month and year?
9/28.
And the CBV code on the back?
It'll be 528.
Okay. Before I process your transaction, I would like to walk you through, it's a voice verification recording, and this is for your protection, okay? It's going to outline our service agreement. It's going to go over the billing date, the amount. Now, when I'm walking you through it, if there is anything at all that you do not understand, I want you to do me a favor and you stop me. Say, Nadine, what does that mean? So I can go back and review it with you and then rephrase it. I always prefer to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Does that sound good?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. And then just to confirm the card number, okay, 4452-1600-1329-1577, correct?
That is correct.
September of 28, 528 are the three numbers on the back.
Yes.
Okay. All right, Carl. So I'm going to turn on the recording, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance. To outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Solid Edge, Handyman, and Carpentry.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Carl Lopez, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively in your, that you're actively involved, excuse me, in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, please make sure that you save our 877-635-6225 number that I texted you as Local Splash under your contacts. Please allow 24 hours for Local Splash to return all calls to you. Okay? Now, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. I will provide you a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. You can choose that it either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. What would you like for the security question?
First pet's name.
And what was your first pet's name?
Annie. A-N-N-I-E.
Okay. Now, any time that you're not sure if it's actually us calling you on the other line, just ask, what's my security question? If someone hangs up on you, then you know it wasn't us calling. If they refuse to give you the security question, go ahead and disconnect the call. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. An example that I want to give you is several of my clients get called by a company called Yelp, and they basically offer advertising services for their specific directory listing. If you do receive those calls, Carl, and you happen to be interested in trying it out, let me know, and we can offer you a discounted rate, okay, if you're ever interested.
Okay.
Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement.
Yes.
You're, as part of your verification process, right? It is essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner. These may include business license or registration, proof of insurance, and any other items recommended for the Google Business Profile verification. We kindly ask that these documents be submitted to us within the first 7 days. Failure to provide the necessary documentation within this time frame may result in delays or suspension of your account. Do you agree to submit these items within 7 days?
Yes.
Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is March 13th, 2026, in the non-refundable amount of $299. This is a three-month verbal agreement, so I'm asking you, Carl, to stick it out with us for 3 months, okay? Now, your monthly payments will automatically renew on the 13th day of each month in the amount of $299. This is a monthly recurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. You must speak with a live representative. If you cancel the account within the first 90 days, an early termination fee will apply. If you cancel after the 90 days, there is no termination fee. Okay? Now, to prevent charges for the next month of service, make sure, Carl, that you contact client support at least 3 business days before that next billing is due. Okay? So you don't get charged on that date.
And that number was
877-635-6225. And that's the same number that I texted you, okay, to save in your contacts, all right? So if you need, remember we discussed, let's say you get your new business bank card and you need to update it, call us as soon as you can so that way we can update it in the system so that your next payment would come off of that card payment, okay?
Okay.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So what I'm doing now is I'm updating the package and I'm going to process the payment and you're going to start receiving several text messages and emails. And there's going to be two of them that we will go over. One's going to be your invoice. The other one's just going to be items that we need pictures of. I'm going to probably need maybe about 5-7 more minutes and then we'll be all done. I do need to go over some notes for my technician for your client interview and onboarding, and I want to schedule that first. This interview and onboarding is going to be conducted with one of my technicians, and this is where the real magic is going to happen, okay? We block out an hour, but it takes about maybe 40-45 minutes for that appointment. You don't need to be in front of a computer. How does your schedule look for Monday?
Monday, it should be open. I will be going to the bank Monday to get everything set up for my business bank account. But otherwise, Monday's pretty open. I know Wednesday, the 18th, my wife and I are actually coming out to California to visit some friends, and we will be out there from the 18th, just north of San Jose.
Oh, okay, so you're going to it's so pretty out there. We're on the southern part of California, so we're in between Los Angeles and San Diego. We're right by Disneyland.
Oh, right on.
Place on earth, and the most expensive, I would say.
Right.
Okay, so on Monday, let me see, right now it's almost 12 o'clock for you, right? I'm looking at the calendar.
10:48.
10:48, you're on Mountain Time. Okay.
Yes.
So you're 1 hour ahead. Okay. I got these three appointments. I'm gonna give you the time in your time zone. Okay. I have one that's 12 to 1, 2 to 3, three to four. Which one do you want?
We'll do 2 to 3.
2 to 3. Okay. I'm going to send you a calendar invite. You don't need to do anything with it. It's just letting you know that we're going to call you between 2 and 3 o'clock, and it'll be from the 877 number. So you just want to make sure that you're answering all calls within that hour. Now, if for some reason we call you, Carl, and let's say you need 5 or 10 more minutes, listen, just pick up the call and say, hey, can you guys call me right back? We will call you right back. Okay?
Okay.
I will send you a reminder an hour before your interview to let you know that it's coming up in the next hour. If I am not on a call or in a meeting, I'm actually going to be the one to call you to introduce you to the technician. Okay? Otherwise, if I'm not available when it's time to call you, they will not wait for me. They proceed to move forward. Okay? Now, what I'm listing, just to kind of give them an idea of where to start from, I'm listing like framing, carpentry, handyman, renovations, drywall. Do you want me to list drywall on the notes?
Yeah.
Okay. And I'll put that, and then they'll go over more with you in detail. What are your typical hours of operation? Are you like Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
Monday through Friday, something that my wife and I agreed on is Fridays are going to usually be used as like a day for office work, bookkeeping, any kind of paperwork. So Monday through Thursday, I will be, my business hours are 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Okay, perfect.
And then Friday is going to be 8 p.m. to noon, or 8 a.m. to noon.
8 a.m. to noon. Okay, and then Saturday and Sunday closed, right?
Saturday and Sunday are closed.
Good. You know what, Carl, can I tell you something? I think that's amazing that you guys set it up like that. I really do, especially with the baby coming. It's so important for you to have that time to, I mean, not only kind of reset to, you know what I mean, and kind of catch up. And I get it, you're starting off the business, but you don't want to be super overwhelmed either to where you're, like, falling behind, you know, on paperwork, and then you're missing time with family. So with the Facebook ads, you know, we can target up to 50 miles. Do you want to go that far, or do you want to scale it back a little bit?
I think on Angie, I have it scaled at up to 43 miles.
Okay.
So anywhere within that range.
Okay, so you want us to put like maybe 45?
Yeah.
Okay, and if you need to change it and scale it back, let us know, okay?
Okay.
When we communicate with you, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What's your preference?
Phone and email.
Phone and email, okay. And then, and this, that'll be when we communicate with you. We might text you and say, hey, just a heads up, we sent you an email. Can you take a look at it? So we're going to build you that website. You have a business logo already?
I do, yes.
Okay, perfect. And I know you got some pictures of work that you've done. Remember, if you want our website just to be temporary, and then once you finish yours, you just say, hey, here's my new link. I need you guys to switch it out. And we'll do that. It's not going to cost you more money, okay?
Okay.
Or you can stick with the one that we made. Up to you. Okay?
Okay.
But I know you've already started a payment, right? I think on Wix?
Yes. So with that, the reason why I haven't gone further with it is when I initially started doing the setup, I paid, I think, just shy of $300 to get that going.
Yeah.
And then there was another fee of like $71, and when I went to pay that, my bank had kind of froze up my card just to make sure I was the one making all these transactions.
Yeah.
And so I had to call my bank, and by the time I got that all sorted out and went back, they wanted me to upgrade again, which would have been
like,
another like $600 or $700, and they're like, well, you already have this plan, so we'll put this credit to it, so you still only have to pay $500, and I've kind of been hesitant to go back into getting that set up. So,
yeah. Okay. Well, you know what? We're making your website, and it's a Google compliant, mobile friendly one, and it even has the automatic SEO settings that'll help with your ranking too. So,
okay.
So it's included. So, you know, like I said, if and when you ever decide, oh, okay, I'm going to do my own website now, just give us a link when you do it.
Okay.
So we make sure it's switched out. Do you have any insurance right now, or are you in the process of all that?
I do have a quote for my insurance. I've been talking to the agent about it to get I was going to wait until I had my business bank account set up and have the money in there for that to draw there.
Yes.
But I can get that set up sooner. I do already have the quote and everything. It's good for 30 days. I could see if I can get that set up sooner so that way I can get it for you guys.
That is
and then
perfect.
Just do the same thing of, you know, change, like, hey, this is where I'm going to have that bill sent from that.
Yeah, no worries. No worries. Yeah. Perfect. And then listen, even if you get your business account within a week or two, still call us anyway, so that way we can make sure we update the information, okay, with the with the business number, business account card. So, all right. So those are good on my notes. Okay, so I need you to look either in your emails or in your text messages, okay? I need you to find the one that says initial invoice, and then there's one that says action pictures needed for Google verification, whichever one you find first.
Text message one. Can I put you on hold real quick? I'm actually getting another call from my bank.
Yes, go ahead. Take it. I'll wait. No worries. All right.
Sorry about that. As soon as I answered it, it hung up. So.
Oh, no. Okay. Well, we're almost done because I know that that's an important call probably for you as well. So the initial invoice, and then there's one that says action pictures needed for Google verification.
So I got two tech local splash, get your Google business profile verified. Google may require additional information to proceed further. Please check the email we sent for more details.
It'll say like, welcome, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Copy of your invoice is located below this email.
Let me check. I do not have an email yet.
Okay. Which ones do you see? You want to read them off to me?
So through the text message.
Uh-huh.
So through the text message, the last two that I got was the one that I was reading off, and then I have a local splash, welcome, here are your credentials for your client dashboard, and then you can log into your account at the website. So.
Okay. Let me see here. Let me resend it because it might be buried or it might be lagging a little bit. Shows it went through on my end, but let me send it again. Okay. I just sent it. This one will say, hello, Carl A. To get your Google business profile verified, Google needs the below mentioned information to proceed forward. So what we did is we sent you a list of items, excuse me, that we need pictures of. Now, some of these you're not going to have, and that's okay. What you're going to do is you're going to send us the ones that you do have. Okay? So example.
Okay.
You're going to send us pictures of your work tools and or work equipment. Pictures of your work vehicle, okay? Even if it's your personal vehicle, you send us a picture of that. Send us a picture of your LLC paperwork or registration, right? Because I know right now you don't have, like, the actual license, right?
I do have the excise tax license.
You do? Okay, send a picture of that.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Okay.
Send us a picture if you have business cards that you hand out. Send us a photo of that, okay? Now, you don't have the business insurance yet, that's fine. If you do invoicing, send us a blank invoice, not with your client's information on it. But on that list, you're going to send us what you can, and whatever you don't have, don't worry about it. Okay? This is going to help us get you verified through Google faster. Okay? Now, did that one come through to you yet? I want to make sure you got it.
So for my email, I have a notification that says account error. And I don't, at a job site right now, so I don't have my computer with me.
It's okay. It could possibly be the reception. You have my number too, because if for any reason, right, any reason at all, you don't have it in your inbox, call me or text me. Say, Nadine, I don't have it. It could be that there's a delay, probably where you're at, there's not, like, I don't know, maybe the reception or something. Okay.
Gotcha. I might be because I had changed the password to my account, work email account, so I might need to go into my settings and just get that updated.
No worries. Now, there's another one that I need you to find that'll say initial invoice. And let me actually resend it to you because it should be coming to you through text message as well. Let me go here. And because this one's your receipt. Let me go there. Okay, I just sent that one. Okay. And this one will say, hello, Carl A. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email.
Okay. I might have to run home and get my computer.
Yeah, what time will you be home today? And I can call back just to make sure.
I should be back home by 4 p.m. my time.
Oh, okay. Okay. So what I'll do is I'll follow up with you then at 4 p.m.
Okay.
Unless if you get home sooner, okay? And then that way we'll just go over the receipt, and then just to make sure that you got the receipt as well, and then also the other one that I sent you with the pictures that are needed. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. And but again, if you get home sooner, then just you got my 877 number, just put my extension 623 and call me. Otherwise, I'm going to call you at 4 o'clock. Okay? If I haven't heard
and
from
you
soon. And
you said that extension was 623?
623, correct. It'll be the same number, the 877 number. You just put my extension 623 when you hear the voice prompting you. I think you press 1, and then it'll say to put in the extension of the party you're trying to reach or to say it.
Okay.
All right. Well, Carl, I want to be the first to welcome you to our Local Splash family. I am so super excited for you. I'm super excited. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to help you. Now, we're going to get things going, okay? So as steps are being completed, we're going to send you notifications. So real quick, within 5 to 7 days, we're going to get you listed in the directories. These could start generating phone calls for you. 7 to 14 days, your website and your Facebook ads are live. Those can also start generating phone calls for you. And what I always say that's stipulated, in fact, in our terms and conditions, getting you verified on Google, creating the Google business profile, optimizing you to the first page and managing you there, I will always give you the timeline, okay, of 60 to 90 days, even when I've seen it happen sooner, okay? Because I like to under-promise and over-deliver. All right?
Okay.
So I will talk to you then at 4 o'clock, unless if you call me sooner. Okay?
All right. Sounds good.
All right, Carl. Have a good day, and I'll talk with you later on this afternoon.
Thank you. You as well.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.